Ryan Cabrera interview here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, we have Ryan Cabrera here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Sponsored by Rich Production Radio, of course, here at Smith's Old Bar here in Atlanta. And, of course, you're doing a full-fledged tour, of course. You know, you're from L.A., of course. How's it feel to be in Atlanta?
It's good. It's hot. It's hot. But you know what I'm used to? We just did Florida, and that was actually quite worse. So this is kind of normal now.
Sure. What do you feel about performing, Ryan?
It's kind of a mix of things. Every show is like different. You know, every single night is such a different show. A lot of your show kind of depends on the vibe of the crowd. So we've had some like college kind of shows where it's craziness, which is really fun. And then the other night we did Birmingham, and that was more of like a sit down, kind of like storytellers kind of thing, which I quite enjoyed. But I like that kind of vibe, like getting to tell some of the stories behind the songs and stuff like that. It's always fun.
And what's some of the stories that you do tell to your fans?
Just whatever, you know, the song is about, either that or a lot of it's random, so it kind of just depends.
Of course, your big song, your big hit that you had back in when you first came out, refresh my memory. On the Way Down, yeah. And that was, what year did that come out again?
2004, I think. I don't remember.
And how since you came out, you know, back then, how have you developed as an artist, and how have you changed?
A lot. Well, all the traveling and all the touring and stuff and meeting different people, like, you just get more experience. And, like, on the first record, I didn't really have much experience. The only experience I had was, you know, just me being in Dallas, and that was all I'd seen and known. And then now, kind of, like, traveling the world and learning a lot, it changes the music, and it grows up with you, so.
Sure. And of course, you still have Joe Simpson as your manager. Is he still your manager now?
No, not anymore.
And how has that changed now, having different managers?
It's different because, I used to live with them, and it was a great relationship, and we're still friends. Everything's all good. It's just, you know, business-wise, we kind of had different ideas as to where, you know, I wanted to go, but it's all good. We're still friends. Everything's fine. The only thing is I don't go to the house anymore.
Sure. Are you still friends with Ashley, of course?
Yeah, we're still friends.
Yeah, and one of your songs, was that about your breakup with Ashley, or?
No, nothing like specific like that. There was a lot of people think, like, of course, because of the TV show with her and stuff, that like all these songs are about her. But I mean, I have a couple about her, a couple about a different girl, a couple about a different girl.
Right.
Just, you know.
Okay,
you know.
Keep on, just, you know. Let's hear that.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Welcome, Candace Cameron, to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And how are you doing today, Candace?
I'm doing great.
Yes. Candace Cameron Bure, right?
Right.
Yes. Yes. And welcome. You know, this is the second camera we had on the show. I interviewed your brother, Ashley, back in March. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, I had Kirk on for the movie Fireproof, of course. What an excellent movie that was, by the way. And it's great to have you on the show, by the way. Yes. Yeah, actually, you can hear your brother's interview back on episode 35 on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, by the way. And now you're in a new show on the ABC Family show, ABC Family Channel, by the way, called Make It or Break Up, right?
Make It or Break It.
Make It or Break It, I'm sorry. About the competitive, about gymnastics, right?
Yes.
Okay. And now you play Summer. Tell me about your character.
Well, Summer is the soon-to-be stepmom of one of the gymnasts named Lauren. Lauren's kind of the mean girl of the bunch.
Right.
And my character, Summer, though, she's a very nice Christian woman, and she I don't know exactly what she's doing with this family, because they're not necessarily the nicest people in the world. But
right.
But she's having a really good positive influence on Lauren, and hopefully we'll see some changes in Lauren as the season moves on.
Right. And how do you think you relate to your character, Summer?
Well, there's a lot of similarities for sure. ABC Family really wrote the character for me.
Right.
And they had even decided to incorporate my faith after talking to me, and thought that would be a great different perspective coming from this show. And so like I said, a lot of similarities, but there's some things that are very different, and that Summer is a single woman, and I've been married for 13 years and have 3 kids, and
right,
probably on a different life track than Summer.
Yes. And how does your family think about you getting back into acting now?
They're really excited and very supportive. My husband's been a professional hockey player for 13 years, and he retired a few years ago. And that was really one of the decisions that played into me going back to work, because I have been a stay-at-home mom for the past 10 years.
Right.
And
right.
Wanted to do that and just be at home to raise my children. So, but my husband's excited. My kids are super excited. They love coming to the set with me and being able to see how it works to make a television show. And it's really fun stuff for kids.
Sure. And how do you feel to be a stay-at-home mom for, the past, 10 years,
It was great. It still is. I'm fortunate that I only work a few days a week, so I still have lots of time to be at home and be with my children.
Right.
But it was a hard decision. Not a hard decision. I should say it was an easy decision, and that it's one I wanted to make, but it wasn't always easy going into it, just because I had worked for so many years in my life, and then to stop and kind of switch gears and just be a mom, which is a huge job in itself. It was hard the first few years, but I'm so thankful that I've done it.
Yeah, so, and how old are your children?
My daughter's 11, and my boys are 9 and 7.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I have a 3-year-old son. So, they're always good, challenging, and they're always, fun to be around children, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yep.
And are you, like, the one that takes your kids to school, too, and you make the lunches for your children, too?
Yeah, I do everything. I don't have a nanny or anything like that. So my husband and I do it all, and my kids are pretty much with us 24/7, and we're just super involved parents.
Sure. And also too, people remember you mostly for playing, DJ Tanner on Full House, of course. When you look back to those days, what do you remember better, the most?
I had such a great time working on Full House. I'm really close with just about everyone from the show, and I had a great experience and a great childhood. I wouldn't change it for anything, but it was always just a pleasure to go to work each day and fun to be on the TV.
Yeah. What you need to do.
Kirk Cameron. How are you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Yes, good to talk to you, too. You know, after seeing your movie Fireproof and reading, of course, your book Still Growing, you know, I realized that you involved your career as an inspirational, you know, and motivational influence to a lot of your fans, of course. And what did it mean to you to be, to play the character of Caleb in the movie Fireproof?
Giants.
Yep.
And I thought that was such an inspirational movie, particularly in light of the fact that they had an all-volunteer cast who made that movie.
Really?
So this was a movie about marriage, and I could see instantly that this was going to be a very touching movie, a very inspirational and motivating movie for a lot of people. And so I auditioned for the role.
Yep.
I volunteered my time like everyone else did on that film. And it was very exciting. We've gotten lots and lots of emails from people.
Yes.
Who, marriages have been saved. People are saying, you know, I felt like I was watching myself up on the big screen. That was my life. That was my marriage. And we're going to give it another try.
So
it was very exciting.
So how much did you reflect on your own marriage, of course, with Chelsea, of course? You've been married 17 years, right?
Right.
And just like I did with my wife, Rola, of course, when were you making the, you know, Fireproof? You know, how much did you reflect back on your marriage?
During the whole thing, you're dealing with issues that are very common to most people. You know, communication issues, issues that cause frustration and anger. You know, people are selfish by nature, and you start pursuing your own agendas and your own goals separate from one another, and you start drifting apart. And, you know, that happens in just about every relationship unless you are extremely careful and diligent to not do that. And so I think it's something that not only I reflected on throughout the whole movie, but I'm sure everyone working on the movie did the same.
Right.
So it was inspirational and very helpful to all of us who worked on the movie.
Right.
Because we were going over those scenes over and over and over.
Exactly. Now, it's ironic how you mention in your book, of course, Still Growing, that you want to be a firefighter when you were adult, as a kid, you know? And
yeah.
What did it feel like to play a firefighter?
Well, it was great. I think every little kid, you know, wants to grow up and be an astronaut or a fireman or a policeman or something something like that because it's kind of exciting. It's kind of a manly man's job.
Yeah.
And I actually have an aunt. My mother's sister was the first female firefighter in Los Angeles City.
Really?
So, yeah, I just got a few tips from her and spent some time at some fire stations here in Los Angeles and in Georgia.
Yep.
And got to handle all the equipment and put on all the clothes, slide down the pole and take some rides out to some fires and put some fires out.
Sure.
It was like a dream come true. It was like a little kid in a candy store. being able to pretend like you're a fireman.
Sure. Right? And that's your Aunt Joanne from the book, right?
Yes, she is.
Yep. I read that book. You know, I finished reading the book yesterday and it was awesome. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your book really, you know, just made me think a lot too. You know what I'm saying? And that's just an awesome book. You know, I got to tell you that, you know?
Oh, thanks a lot, Derek.
Yes.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yes. And also too, and of course, in your book, Still Growing, of course, you mentioned that you are an atheist, of course. How do you think, you know, the younger Kirk Cameron would perceive you now doing Fireproof, of course, and of course doing the your show, of course, and of course being a Christian now, you know, and how do you feel about your younger Kirk Cameron? How would you perceive that, you know?
Yeah, well, when I say that I was an atheist as a little kid, that all changed when I was about 17 or 18 years old, and prior to that I was someone who simply did not believe in the existence of God, not because I had written a term paper on the subject, but because I just had blind faith in what my science teachers told me and what my friends were saying.
Right.
And I'd never really looked into it. So way back then, when I was 14, 15 years old, if I had looked into the future and saw the kinds of projects I'm working on now and the strong faith that I have in
right.
the Lord, I probably would say, no, you're kidding me. That's just not going to happen. That's not true.
Sure.
But we all know your life that you're not expecting, and you take a left-hand turn or a right-hand turn, and you wind up going down roads that you never dreamed of. And for me, it's been a great road. The most important decision to really open up your heart and understand not only the existence of God and all the things that He's blessed every one of us with, but then to turn your heart to Him and want to live your life in a way that honors God.
Sure. And what impact on your life, you know, do you feel, of course, you know, that well is touching a lot of your own Christians on your show, of course, The Way of the Master is called?
Right.
Of course, and the number one movie, you know, in the churches, you know, how much of impact does that have in your life now?
How much impact does that have in my life, or how much does that impact other people's lives?
Both.
Okay. Well, it's very satisfying for me to be able to do projects that are not only fulfilling on an artistic level. As an actor, you want to be working on stuff that's exciting and challenging and different from the last project you worked on. But it also is very satisfying on more of a human, emotional, spiritual level when you understand that this is something, these are projects that are actually helping people in their lives. It's actually saving some marriages. It's leading people to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helping people in times of deep hurt and pain and need. So it's impacted me tremendously.
Sure.
So much so that I want to keep doing what I'm doing right now.
Sure. Especially now with the economy is, everybody needs that, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and especially nowadays, with the economy being the way that it is, and we have new government in our country, and times are so uncertain. People are really looking for hope and some stability. And so for me to focus people on their marriages, on stable, healthy, happy families,
right,
and pointing them to the Lord, is I can't think of anything better and more worthwhile to spend my time with.
Sure.